Okay, my talk is on the application of the Newhall simulation model to simulate climate in the contiguous 48 states of the U.S. The motivation is that we have maps of the U.S. soil climate, and the most recent one that was published was in 1994. This map that was published in 1994 was made in part using point data from weather stations through which, or data from which was used in the Newhall simulation model to simulate to simulate moisture and temperature regimes in the soil, and then the point data were interpolated using expert knowledge. So a group of experts kind of drew the lines between the points of known observation, and this is what they came up with. And you can see this is the northwest U.S. here, soil moisture and moisture regimes in this case. And so what we did is we took the same model that they used on the point observations from the weather stations, and we applied it on a pixel by pixel basis across the lower 48 states, and the output for the Pacific Northwest is shown on the right image there. And the difference is, and you'll see this throughout because we have a lot of images of these maps, differences have to do with kind of the level of detail you can see on the map on the right, and also the variation, I think, is a bit higher on the map on the right. For example, you have some periodic moisture regimes here in the mountains that you don't see on the earlier map, and you have some ustic moisture in the valley here, and you have a little bit more variation. Later on, I'll talk about there's some aquic moisture here that you don't see in the model output, and that's because the Newhall simulation model cannot deal with aquic moisture regime. Oops. So when we talk about the soil moisture regimes, when we talk about we're talking about the water that's between field capacity and the permanent wilting point generally. Taxonomically, moist refers to moisture held in the soil moisture control section of the soil. Dry refers to a condition in which there's no moisture in the moisture control section. And then very often you have a combination of moist, dry, in which the moisture control section is partly moist and partly dry. Soil moisture regimes are important because they exist in a high categorical level in U.S. taxonomy. This was partly introduced, as I understand it, in the 1975 soil taxonomy to maintain the utility of the zonal and azonal and intrazonal soil concept. And I got this from the Guy Smith interviews. So of the ways to kind of estimate soil moisture, measurement is probably the best. If you can measure the soils for multiple years, then you know what the soil moisture is. Simulation is probably the thing that you can more practically do in some cases. And if you don't have that, you can use expert knowledge. So using tacit knowledge or expert knowledge, Guy Smith in the Rationale for Concepts in Soil Taxonomy pointed out how maps or how soil taxonomy was often done with respect to soil moisture. He said a good man could just look at the assembled vegetation and give you an excellent idea of the soil moisture and temperature regime at that point. Their experience is extremely important. And when you didn't have a lot of detailed weather simulations, that's what you had to go by. But he also said that he mentions that the cultivator also has knowledge, and he uses knowledge and know about 19 times in these three pages of the discussion of the soil moisture regimes and the rationale for concepts. He also mentioned the presence or absence of carbonates as a surrogate for telling you whether you might be in the ustic or the eutic moisture regime. And the observation of vegetation characteristics and types would also help you. Measurement is I think probably the best way to get at soil climate, but we don't have a lot of good comprehensive measurement. There have been some soil climate network stations that have been around since about 1990, 150 stations. They measure soil temperature and moisture every hour. And then there are also some soil temperature data archives from 1967 up to 2002, a number of these stations, but they're not complete data. Some of them go out of operation for long stretches of time and other things. The third kind of way to get at soil moisture is through simulation, and this has been a preferred method for the soil survey. Smith, in 1986, again from the Guy Smith interviews, he said the purpose of the moisture control section was to permit the calculation of moisture regimes from the climatic data, because he says we're quite aware that it would rarely be measured. So, you know, part of the way they designed soil taxonomy was so that it could facilitate simulation models. And he also says that the moisture control section that we select seems to permit an estimation by the model developed by Newhall, which is the one that we used in this project. So the Newhall simulation model, the way it works, soil is seen somewhat as a sponge with some kind of available water holding capacity. Monthly precipitation values fill these conceptual slots in the sponge, and then evapotranspiration is calculated with Thornthwaite's formula, and it removes moisture from the slots differentially with depth. So the deeper you go, the more potential evapotranspiration you need to remove the moisture. Also, moisture drains out the bottom, and precipitation in excess of capacity is treated as runoff and ignored. So the model can't deal with soils that have restricted drainage. There's no consideration of soil drainage, and therefore it can't predict the aquic moisture regime, which would require morphological evidence of wetness or some kind of simulation of local convergent and divergent water behavior. And the climatic record can't really help to predict these local topographic effects in most cases. Newhall also ignores the snowpack and snowmelt dynamics. So those are some of the limitations of the model. We applied the model for the lower 48 states. That meant running about 50 different climate rasters. That's 12 for precipitation, 12 for temperature, a few physical properties of soils into the model. For every pixel across the coterminous United States, which is roughly 12 million. So we did 12 million simulations for the lower 48 states. And the inputs included monthly temperature and precipitation normals from 1971 to 2000 at a half arc second. That should be half arc minute, actually, not half arc second. That would be way too much, which is about 800 meter pixel size. And we put in some data from the available water holding capacity taken from StatsGo, some elevation values from SRTM, coordinates for each point, and an offset value between soil temperature and atmospheric temperature. Outputs include soil moisture class, temperature class, some subgroup modifiers for the moisture and temperature classes, and moisture and temperature estimates for things like the number of days per year the soil is moist and above 5 degrees Celsius or 8 degrees Celsius. And these are useful in the taxonomy for telling us what kind of moisture and temperature regimes we're in. So this was the 1994 quality assurance map from the Soil Conservation Service. It was hand-drawn using expert knowledge and climate station point data from the Newhall simulation model. A couple of things to notice. Xeric tends to end up strongly on the west coast. There's a real strong stripe of Ustic in the center, and you probably can't see it with the colors very well, but there's almost no periodic. These blue spots are actually aquic. So here's our output that we just finished, and it's a visualization of the output. And a couple of things to notice. First of all, like I said before, there's no awkward because Newhall simulation model can't do the awkward. But you do have some periodic moisture here in the Appalachian Mountains and a little bit up here, and a little bit in the Pacific Northwest as well. Another thing to notice, you probably can't see it very well, but there are gray spots in here, which refer to undefined moisture regimes, which means that the soil taxonomy it may mean that the soil taxonomy is not complete. There are moisture conditions that we don't have names for. We don't know what they are. So here's a view of Texas since we're here. Soil moisture classes from the 1994 Soil Conservation Service, and then our output. And you can see a little bit of xeric in there, which is interesting. Here's the Ustic-Udic boundary from the 94 map, and here's our output. This is more detailed. There's more widespread things such as the xeric coming all the way here to these plain states. And you can also see the Ustic stretches further west than typically thought. And there's a bit more scatteredness in the data. And here's the Pacific Northwest again, the 1994 map, and our output. And here you can start to see the undefined areas in the mountainous, in the Rockies there. And you can also see the periodic moisture, predicted moisture there. So the Newhall simulation model also gives these gives the values that go into the classification so that we can possibly generate some continuous classifications rather than discrete classifications. These could include things like taxonomic distance estimates. So you might be in a certain location and you want to know how xeric it might be, or how eudic, or how ustic. And using the output, we could give you scores for those. So you might be in an area that's partially xeric, but slightly eudic, or slightly ustic, something like that. We're envisioning a classification system that's not necessarily exclusive, but one that can give you taxonomic distances. It can also give estimates of climate properties, for example, how many days a soil is moist in a year, or a level of dryness of the soil in the summer. This might be used to capture the continuity of nature instead of giving us artificial discrete boundaries. So here's a summer water balance. Blue is positive water balance, where you have more precipitation than evapotranspiration, and red is where you have more evapotranspiration than precipitation, and then the kind of brown color is where they're about equal. So this kind of thing might be useful for giving us sort of continuous classifications. Here's another one. This is the number of days per year the soil is expected to be moist. Now you can see that it goes from 0 to 360, and that's because the Newhall simulation model only has 360 days per year. Because when they developed it back in the 80s, they wanted all their months to have the same number of days. What's next? We'd like to run future climate change scenarios through the model to see how soil moisture regimes will change with climate change. Eventually, we'd like to add topographic indices to the model to simulate the effects of things like upstream contributing area to the soil profile. For example, the Saga Topographical Wetness Index can probably help us find convergent water areas where the soil might be poorly drained, where we might have aquic moisture. We'd also like to maybe include more soil properties to allow estimation of probability occurrence of the aquifer regime. So yeah, here's an example of what we might want to do with convergent water, so that we can see where, convergent water happens, aquic Aquic might be predicted.